My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to create massive amounts of content in 2020. So Neil, before we talk about it, why should we even think about creating massive amounts of content in 2020?
Content is king, as Bill Gates said years and years ago, and it still holds true today. Now, when Eric and I say content, we're not just saying you have to write a ton of text-based content. It could be podcasts, it could be videos, it could be just snapping pictures, it could be posting images on Instagram. Whatever it may be, you need to crank out content because it allows you to build a bigger audience, gets people to interact with you, your company, your brand. It's a great way to grow.
Yeah. So a couple of things that are practical. I think, again, people's attention is so split nowadays. Different social media channels, and I get ADD. I'm just like, one second I'm watching Netflix, I'm using Twitter, then I'm on YouTube on my phone, even though I have YouTube on a TV. So if you want to create massive amounts of content, one thing you should think about is just look at this podcast. Right now, Neil and I, we're live. We're on video right now. This video will go onto YouTube. It'll be like a 90-minute video, but we have so many little pieces where we might have little interactions. We'll probably have 20 to 30 micro content pieces in here that we can throw onto social media, and we can chop them up for Instagram. We can chop them up for Twitter. We can do all the things, right? And I, for some of you, you're probably thinking, man, that's really overwhelming. It is overwhelming, But there's a service I started using recently called Repurpose House. So it's, I think it's repurposehouse.io, and they will chop up the stuff for you. So if you have a lot of content, they actually will help, you know, find the timestamps for you. You pay additional fee for it. I'm just like, great, because Neil cranks out a ton of content. I crank out a ton of content. To have someone just do it for me and then just, you know, have someone from my social team just go and post everything, that saves massive, that's not only massive amounts of content, but it saves massive amounts of time.
Definitely. At the end of the day, it's just like, if you're also not creating content too, like look what Eric and I are doing or trying to do. If you're not creating content, your competition is going to create more than you. They're going to take away your audience or win, and they're going to end up crushing you in the long run. You look at people like Gary Vee. I attribute a lot of VaynerMedia's success because of the amount of content that Gary has pushed out on social media. Doesn't matter if there was COVID and he's not getting paid to speak at conferences anymore. The guy still pushes out a lot of content, and that's super effective. If you look at that PewDiePie. There you go. Tons of content. You look at that Logan Paul, Jake Paul, tons of content. Like, it doesn't matter if you're B2B, B2C. You look at Kylie Jenner, tons of content. What did that content do? It helped her create a $1 billion business. Sure, there was more to it, but still, platforms are huge. What's funny is I don't understand why people who aren't well-known don't want to be on Instagram, Twitter. Although I technically kind of get it because some of them want more privacy, but still, the amount of leverage that you can get from creating that audience and posting content is huge in the long run. It's the same reason when people like Gary Vaynerchuk are like, get on TikTok early, and the more you can get on TikTok, more followers you get right now. And I even see lawyers with tons of following, plastic surgeons, and people are actually getting a lot of business on channels like TikTok right now.
Yeah. And the other thing too is we created a framework for this before. It's called content sprouting. It's basically for, let's again use this podcast as an example, this video. This video is a seed, and then we can sprout it into multiple pieces, maybe into different audio files for podcasts. We can sprout it into different little mini clips, video files as well. And then we can promote it using ads. We can promote it using our email list or whatever. And then you can figure out how to monetize it afterwards. But the key thing is having some type of framework you can follow. I recommend, again, using Repurpose House. You can think about content sprouting. And then if you need to organize this entire framework, you can use Airtable. They have a lot of templates on how you can basically organize your content output. Because I know for a lot of people, if you're starting to pump out, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pieces a day, it starts to get really messy. So ideally, you want to organize it. Neil, anything else?
That's it on mine.
All right. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/bootcamp if you're interested in the bootcamp we're putting together. It's a experimental cohort that I will be leading. And look, if it goes well, great. And right now we're just taking applications, and we will let you know if you are approved or not. So that is it for today, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.